This is the Jack and Sandy Show, and look who's here. It's Stan Tequila, T-E-K-E-I-L-A. Look him up online. You'll find naturesmart.com. Find him in the bookstores. He is a naturalist, author, photographer, and a great resource for us. We're very lucky to have Stan Tequila willing to accept the calls. He even knows it's us when we're dialing, and he still answers. Stan, welcome.
That's
to,
not true.
Good to have you here, buddy.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Sandy. How
good
you guys
morning.
Doing?
Very well.
You know, the first thing I thought of after I about wet myself yesterday when I was driving west on the Great Plains Drive, heading toward 42nd Street at about sunset, and the great snowy owl flew in front of me. It couldn't have been more than 30 feet away from me, and it was unmistakable. It was a great snowy owl. I thought of you, and I thought, well, we better talk to Stan.
Yeah, 5 to 6 foot wingspan on those birds, so you can't miss them.
It was incredible, and we have spoken of this phenomenon again. Is it an explosion?
Well, you know, I've been doing it for 30 years, and dating back probably better part of 50 years, we don't have anything like this on record. This is just one of those years where we are seeing snowy owls in great numbers that have come down from the Arctic. That's where they nest, where they live normally. I mean, it wouldn't be unusual for us to get two or three birds total. Maybe five for the entire winter. But here in Minnesota, we have about 120 or so being reported, and the Dakotas has a fair amount. But the further east you go, the more you find. So along the East Coast, there are hundreds of them, and this is just unprecedented. We haven't seen anything like this before.
There's even a photograph of one. In Washington, D.C., and they've been spotted in Arkansas. And I told you, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago when we talked about this, that they were seen in the panhandle of Florida. And then you told me...
Yeah, there's one in the Bahamas. Now, that's a vacationing owl, I'm telling you.
No.
Wow.
So, Stan, do people like you know why this... quote, explosion of snowy owls in the lower 48 is occurring? That's quite a flight they've made.
It is quite a flight. They're traveling thousands of miles, and they've never been here before. And it's not like it's an annual migration where they know where they're going, what they're doing. This is the first time thing for almost all of them. And we don't know specifically why, but the theories go like this. We had several really good years of lemming populations where the population of lemmings just went very high. These are a small rodent. I shouldn't say small. They're kind of like a medium-sized rodent, about the size of a baked potato or larger. So they're a pretty decent meal. And their populations really got high, which allowed the snowy owls to reproduce at a very high rate. Their success rate of their young was exceptionally high because none of the chicks were starving. And then what that led to was a large kind of population of snowy owls. And then you get a drop-off in the lemming population because you got so many owls feeding. And then it triggers this this response. But, you know, in nature, you know, rarely is it just one thing that causes this. There are these types of eruptions in all the different species, and it may be just that timing, kind of a perfect storm of everything coming together that they normally would have, erupted out this year, plus combine that with a higher population and so on and so forth, and you get this. Events that come around every now and then.
That's a word, an eruption, not an explosion. So do you have any idea or is there any supposition as to what the population of great snowy owls is like back home in the Arctic? Is it maintained and just the extra people moved out, or is it devoid of great snowies?
Most of the ones that we're seeing are juveniles. We're not seeing the adults because the adults are the ones who are experienced enough to be able to handle a lower food population time, and they adapt better. So a lot of the ones we're seeing are the young birds, the 1-year-olds, 2-year-olds, who have kind of been pushed out. And so, and the bad news is that a lot of these birds won't make it because it's a tough living for them to try to find enough to eat around here. And then they have to fly thousands of miles back to where they belong.
But it's all natural. Is there any chance that the Arctic native great snowy owls might just decide to hang around Arkansas, Washington, New York, the Bahamas, and reestablish down here?
Yeah, not a chance. They don't. That's something that's kind of like not in their DNA. They're a northern bird. We have had on occasion northern hawk owls and great gray owls that come down here in Canada from Canada and coming to Minnesota, and they've on big years, and some, you know, maybe 1% of them stayed and nested. That's because we had the right habitat for them. These birds nest on the Arctic tundra, and they have a very specific food source. And so we're pretty short on tundra around here, and there's not many lemmings, so it'd be I'm pretty hard pressed to have a snowy owl nesting around in the upper Midwest.
Stan Tequila is with us. One thing you did mention to me this morning, though, is that they're feasting on water on seabirds.
Yeah, there's a neat project going on where they're putting radio transmitters. They're actually a GPS type of transmitters on them, and they can track where they're going. And the ones on the East Coast are making a living by flying out at night in the dark, flying out over the ocean where there are rafts of sea ducks that are resting for the night, and they're literally picking these ducks off the water surface and then bringing them back to shore to feed on them. And so this is how they're making a living. Because a lot of times they'll sit out in the ice floes, and they think, you got to wonder, what the heck are they hunting out there? There's certainly no lemmings or mice or voles or shrews or anything like that. And what they're doing is they're eating all the waterfowl out in that area.
Stan, I want to tell you, we got a call a little while ago when we broached the subject from a fellow who said, I think he said it was in 1978, and somewhere in North Dakota, he was driving along a rural road. He saw a haystack, and there were five snowy owls on the haystack. He said he got out of his car, and every time he moved, their heads all in unison moved to follow him. They were very aware of his presence. Stan, can we take a, would you mind taking a call? Kent has two bits worth. Hi, Kent. You're on KFGO. Thanks for calling. Have you seen a snowy owl?
Yes. I'm now in Fargo, but we had a farm north of Minot. And, of course, we had an old farm. You know, my father-in-law, you know, this huge old dairy barn. It was 100 years old. And about the middle of January, I'd say for six, seven straight years, we'd have a snowy owl that would come, Stan, about the 15th, 10th of January. Just, you could mark it on your calendar. And he or she, a big white one, I mean, a big adult, would sit there and hunt and do its thing. But it was so cool because you could almost mark your calendar. And, of course, now we've moved back to Fargo, and I haven't seen one now for two or three years. But all through, like, 2004, 2010, mm-hmm. you could almost mark your calendar. Yeah, here, just a solo one. And he'd sit on her barn, and, you know, middle of the day, you know, we have huge pictures. I wish I could send you one on the internet, but I don't have them. But it was so cool.
Wow.
I have a friend who had the exact thing happen to him last year. Had a snowy owl showed up on his neighbor's house. And then this year, on the same exact day that he spotted it last year, there it was. It was back again. And this went on for a couple of weeks. And then yesterday, they found it dead. It was hit by a car.
Oh, my. Well, I can tell by the music that they want us to go. Stan Tequila. Tekeila,
naturesmart.com.
And great photographer. His books are at all of our finer bookstores. They're on great stock. You know, I mean, you can take them in the wild, and if they get a little snow on them, they're not ruined. And Stan, appreciate you. Thank you very much for your...
Sandy, have a great day.
Thank you, Stan. It's always a great day when you visit.